A tear slid from Mrs. Riley's eyes and washed a little trail of clean skin through the powder.
If that Mr. Levy calls, don't answer the phone. I'm gonna take care of you.
Oh my God! Ignatius bellowed. Now I'm really in trouble. Goodness knows what you're planning. Where are you going?
Stay inside and don't answer the phone.
Why? What is this?
The bloodshot eyes flashed with fright.
Who was that you were whispering to on the phone?
You won't have to worry about Mr. Levy, son. I'm gonna fix you up. Just remember your poor mama's got your welfare at heart.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Don't never be mad at me, honey,
Mrs. Riley said, and jumping up in her bowling shoes that she had not taken off since Angelo had telephoned her the night before, she embraced Ignatius and kissed him on his mustache. She released him and ran to the front door, where she turned and called,
I'm sorry I ran into that building, Ignatius. I love you.
The shutters slammed and she was gone.
Come back!
Ignatius thundered. He ripped at the shutters, but the old Plymouth, one of its front tires fenderless and exposed as if it were a stock car, was rumbling to life.
Come back, please! Mother!
Oh, shut up!
Miss Annie hollered from somewhere in the darkness. His mother had something up her sleeve, some clumsy plan, some scheme that would ruin him forever. Why had she insisted that he stay inside? She knew that he would not be going anywhere in his present condition. He found Santa Battaglia's number and dialed it. He must speak with his mother.
This is Ignatius Riley, he said when Santa had answered. Is my mother coming down there tonight?
No, she ain't, Santa replied coldly. I ain't spoke with your mama all day.
Ignatius hung up. Something was going on. He had heard his mother saying Santa over the telephone at least 2 or 3 times during the day. And that last telephone call, that whispered communication just before his mother had left. His mother only whispered to the Battaglia bod, and then it was only when they were exchanging secrets. At once, Ignatius suspected the reason for his mother's emotional farewell, for its finality. She had already told him that the Battaglia matchmaker had advised a vacation for him in the psychiatric ward at Charity. Everything made sense. In a psychiatric ward, he would not be liable to prosecution by Abelman and Levy, or whoever it was who would push the case. Perhaps both of them would sue him, Abelman for character defamation and Levy for forgery. To his mother's limited mind, the psychiatric ward would seem an attractive alternative. It was just like her, with the very best of intentions, to have her child harnessed by a straitjacket and electrocuted by shock treatments. Of course, his mother might not be considering this at all. However, whenever dealing with her, it was always best to prepare for the worst. Wife of Bath Battaglia's lie was itself not very reassuring.